Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Big Girls Don't Cry by Brenda Novak, performed by Amy Rubinade. Chapter 1, Los Angeles, California. Keith O'Connell was lying. Isaac Russell could tell. Surprised, he slowly lowered his fork while studying his brother-in-law's face. Keith wouldn't meet Isaac's eyes. He wouldn't look at Elizabeth either. And there were other signs, the way he hunched his shoulders and kept fidgeting with his hands, constantly moving through the stack of mail near the telephone, as if he hadn't gone through it twice already. The slowness of his responses, even the irritation in Keith's bearing bothered Isaac, because it indicated that he didn't like being questioned. And yet, the subject was so innocuous. From the sound of it, the accident was horrendous. Elizabeth seemed oblivious to her husband's discomfort as she added another pancake to Isaac's plate. I was surprised that you didn't mention it. Isaac was too full to eat anymore, but he said nothing. He waited for Keith's answer, hoping that he was somehow misinterpreting his brother-in-law's body language.
What?
Keith finally glanced up as though he'd lost track of the conversation in his preoccupation with the mail. But it was obvious, at least to Isaac, that every word had registered. That 45-car pileup in Sacramento, Elizabeth responded. You never said a word about it.
Oh, well, they had it mostly cleared away by the time I came through,
he said, his voice low and noncommittal. Isaac saw the confusion in Elizabeth's hazel eyes. Carrying her own plate to the table, she scowled at her husband. But the papers said it took the better part of a day before they could open the freeway. How did you get through?